Pitcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I'm full of cold, I'm afraid, so I can only hope you can understand me this week. The plan, subject to change at the last moment, of course, is to wallow in the 50s and 60s on vinyl throughout, starting with Illinois Jacquet. This LP is called Illinois Jacquet Flies Again, which isn't true, as he's in a very slow, sensual mood. Lots of ensemble work by the band and gentle solos by the leader, who is more often a barnstormer. That song was called Pleasingly Plump, to which I'll add no comment. Recorded in New York, August 59. This is an 11-piece band, and I'll rush through all their names if I may. Illinois on tenor, of course. His brother Russell, trumpet. There was another brother called Linton, who was a drummer, but he's not here. Flip Rickard, trumpet. Arnett Sparrow on trombone. Two other tenors, Frank Haywood and Bud Johnson. Haywood Henry, baritone. Barry Galbraith, guitar. Great work by Jimmy Jones on piano. Al Lucas, bass. Oliver Jackson, drums. One of the very best jazz guitarists next. Thank you. This LP is called Tal Farlow Plays the Music of Harold Arlen. Great combination. Recorded again in New York, again 57, but this time December. That was Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. The original phrase was Dead Sea, or sometimes Red Sea, but Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's 1931 song made it blue, and there it stayed until, of course, Rock and a Hard Place rather made the original phrase obsolete. Tal Farlow guitar, as we know, Frank Wes flute, Dick Hyman on piano, Wendell Marshall bass and Ozzie Johnson drums. And Ozzie features on so many albums of the 50s and 60s as a sideman, always guaranteed to deliver, but seldom was he the leader. But I do have two of his LPs, both recorded at the same session. And on this track, he sings as well.
Me, hug me, take me in your loving arms. Don't bug me, hug me, give me all your loving charm. Don't bug me, hug me, everything is cool and calm. I'm going to hug you, baby, squeeze you, baby, love you, baby, rock you, baby. Don't bug me, hug me, take me in your loving arms. Don't bug me, hug me, put the light soft and low. Don't bug me, hug me, keep the music mellow and slow. Don't bug me, hug me, kiss me good before you go. Well, hug me, baby, squeeze me, baby, love me, baby, rock me, baby. Don't bug me, hug me, take me in your loving arms.
Recorded at the Beltone Studios, New York City, Feb 55, this period LP is called Johnson's Wax. Wax with the meaning of hitting drums in this particular case, rather than the old name for vinyl. By the way, the other LP is called Ozzy's Oasis. Inevitably, as Ozzy Johnson was so often the sideman to big names, they were happy to turn out for him. Yes, that's Frank Wes on tenor, the magnificent Thad Jones trumpet. Bill Hughes stands in for Henry Coker on trombone on that song. Dick Katz piano, Milt Hilton, the judge on bass. Ozzy played drums, sang and wrote that song, Don't Bug Me, Hug Me. Ozzy Johnson came to prominence just the previous year to this recording session, 54, as a member of Illinois Jacquette's band, Small World as ever. We all know the jazzy blues number, St. Louis Blues, but hold tight. little is known of this 57 recording. The LP is called September Song, and the pianist is Dorothy Donegan. Don't even know the names of the bassist and drummer, and I've searched high and low. But what a left hand! Dorothy was classically trained, but she loved stride and boogie-woogie, but could also play bebop and swing, and classical, of course. She was the protégé of the legendary Art Tatum, who used to say of Dorothy, quote, "She's the only woman who can make me practice," unquote. Kenny Dorham with a song you know well, very well. Another Rudy Van Gelder recording. Kenny Dorham on trumpet is the leader of this November 59 recording session, backed by a stunning rhythm section. Tommy Flanagan, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Art Taylor, drums. The album is called Quiet Kenny. The liner notes go to unnecessary trouble to tell us that he's quiet, not silent, or speaking softly, or playing lethargic ballads, but it's his first LP as the leader where it's a quartet, his quartet. It's all a bit semantic, as it was in fact his 12th album as a leader, but yes, the others all feature a two-horn front line. So, quiet it is. And that was Mac the Knife, or to give it its full title, The Ballad of Mac the Knife. Music Kurt Weill, lyrics Bertolt Brecht, and it premiered in 1926 in Berlin in their Threepenny Opera. Bobby Darin's version of Mac the Knife is still the most popular, I'd say, above even Ella's. If your eyes are closed, for whatever reason, be ready for The Eye Opener.
Thank you.
The Eye Opener, written and played by pianist Russ Freeman in LA, December 53. Freeman had spent the previous 6 months with the Shorty Rogers Quartet, and his rhythm section colleagues from that band join him here. Joe Mondragon bass, Shelly Mann drums. Freeman was soon to link up with trumpeter Chet Baker, and those LPs really should be in your collection. The best of West Coast jazz of the 50s. Vibes Meister, Walt Dickerson next. That was Walt Dickerson's own compo, Togetherness, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in May 61. We've made the 60s at last. Dickerson vibraphone, Austin Crow piano, Eustace Guillemet Jr. bass, Edgar Bateman drums. This was Dickerson's second LP as a leader and recorded just 2 months after his debut album, so Prestige Records obviously thought he was hot at that time. There's a song on this LP, Ode to Boy, which is dedicated to his brother, who'd supported him financially and emotionally to become a full-time muso. Their parents, rather inevitably, wanted him to be a school music teacher. That elder bro died when he was in the US Navy, when his boat was hit by a hurricane. I'll play that for you another time. Next, a three-clarinet front line. Thank you. Rodgers and Hart's Lover from a June 59 recorded album called Rumpus on Rampart Street, which, as you no doubt know, forms the northern boundary of the famous French Quarter in New Orleans. The leader of this group is clarinetist Edmund Hall, who in fact hails from New Orleans. He's the son of Edward Hall Jr., also a clarinetist. And Edmund has three brothers who were all professional musicians. Robert and Herb were clarinetists, but Bro Clarence was a rebel and played saxophone. The other two clarinetists on this recording were Omer Simeon and Herb the Brother. Jimmy Rainey, guitar, Richard Carey, piano, Al Hall, no relation, on bass, and Jimmy Crawford, drums. In 1942, Edmund Hall turned down an offer to replace clarinetist Barney Bigard in the most famous band in the world, citing concerns over wartime travel, that vacancy eventually going to Jimmy Hamilton. And here is that band. And we take a dip back into the 40s for this wonderful Ellington band. That was Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge. That's our Chelsea Bridge here in London. Almost the first recording of the song. This version was recorded in December 41 in Hollywood. The soloists were Strays himself, Ben Webster on tenor, and Juan Tissot, valve trombone. Many Ellington followers rate this as the best ever Ellington band, and it's hard to argue with that. Barney Bigard, who we've just mentioned, is there in the band, but then again, the whole gang is here, a band crammed full of stars. I must apologise in advance, as I've edited, probably hacked, this next song into a shorter piece. It was a medley. Hopefully now it's just How High the Moon. a Japanese Spice of Life CD recorded at the University of Virginia in, I think, 2006 by two veteran pianists who are still playing and wowing audiences. It's the Hod O'Brien Trio with Barry Harris. On that Butchered by Me song, Barry would have been on your left speaker, Hod therefore on the right. Hod's wife, the lovely singer Stephanie Nakassian, who, by the way, teaches voice at the University of Virginia, put this together with the coach Barry Harris when he made an earlier trip to, in that case, the nearby Virginia Commonwealth University. Clarence Say was on bass, Ron Free drums. That was I Hope, How High the Moon, which I edited out of a longish medley. Two masters together, both still playing and both in their 80s now. Back to vinyl. This LP is called Broadway Bass's Way, and I love it. I'm sure you recognised Hello Young Lovers from The King and I. It's a fabulous Rodgers and Hammerstein score that jazzers tend to ignore. That was the Basieite trombonist Al Gray with his wah-wah plunger. I've just, as in last week, found this Basie LP whilst in Ben's Collector's Records in Guildford. I'd arrogantly, or stupidly, assumed that I had every commercially released Basie recording, so finding this was very special. Recorded August 66. Contrast that fabulous big band with this three-guitar trio. Thank you. song was Flora, written by the Brazilian pianist Ernesto Nazareth, but played by three very different guitarists. How different? Well, shake the cornflakes out of this. Sharon Isbin, classically trained in every way. Larry Coryell from Galveston, Texas, has played with rock bands and is a leader in the jazz fusion rock idiom. And that leaves Lorindo Almeida from Sao Paulo, a pioneer of bossa nova. This was recorded at Hirsch Hall in New York in December 84. Let's have another contrast. Lady Madonna. L.D. Young and Isaac Red Holt formed the Young Holt Unlimited trio after they left Ramsey Lewis towards the end of 65 in a dispute over money. The very, very next Ramsey Lewis recording session produced the big-selling Wade in the Water. Oh well, timing's everything. But they had fun with their own group. L.D. on bass, Red on drums, and it's a Ramsey Lewis sounding pianist called Ken Chaney. This LP is called Funky Butt. Butt with only one T, but we know what to infer. Not sure of the date of this recording, I'm afraid. And yes, that was McCartney's Lady Madonna. This next LP is called Jazz Impressions of Folk Music. Thank you. No, sorry. No prizes for guessing that song. Tom Dooley, the Harold Land Quintet, Land on tenor, Carmel Jones trumpet, John Houston piano, Jimmy Bond bass, and Mel Lee drums. Hearing that, it's surprising that there aren't more jazzy interpretations of well-known folk songs, and a great demo of Harold Land's Hard Blowing on this July 63 LA recording. And that just leaves me time to thank you for listening to this week's show, and please join me, Mike Wynn, at the Captain's Table again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please... take care. Keep well.